God, will you just look? That's me down there. I never thought I'd be standing there again looking down in the wee village. Oh, I know I'm glad to be back, but there's a sorrow eating away at me. I was only wanting to make it back, and that's strange. I feel guilty. Embarrassed, even. I embarrassed I survived that. Snow good feeling. Sure, everyone will want to know who their loved ones died, and I'll be the one to tell them, and I'll lie.
'14, '18, I've made it through that hell. I'm home to tell the masses how the others fell. The ghouls will thirst for details, their hunger I despise. I'm home to tell the masses a load of bloody lies. Mothers in denial will beg you for some proof, but they would never sleep again if I should tell the truth. I'll say he died a hero, he didn't suffer pain. She needn't know my tunic was splattered with his brains. I'll say he fell in battle, but now he's heaven bound. She needn't know his body was nowhere to be found. 1914, 1918, we were so deceived. They promised us a future, now who do we believe? 1914, 1918, what have we achieved? The dead, they lie in foreign fields, the living stand and grieve.
The year is 1914, and we are with the Meek family as the boys prepare to go off to war.
Well, Ma, what do you think? No looking too bad, even if I say so myself. I think I might even be officer material. What do you think, Ma?
Catch yourself on, son. Didn't you begin getting ideas above your station? Where's that brother of yours?
He's coming, Ma. He takes a bit longer to get ready than me. You know, sometimes I think he's not even the full shilling.
And who's no the full shilling then? Better no be me or you'll get a good slap on the lug.
Oh, aye. And you're going to get it to me. You and whose army?
He is pair not got enough fighting to look forward to with all this nonsense. Stop that idle carrying on and start thinking about what's lying ahead of you. About what's waiting for yous two are there? For it's all I can think about. Morning, noon and night, every waking hour, I'm worried sick, and yous boys just dinna seem to care.
Oh, come on, Ma, stop your greeting. We'll no be away for long. Them at Nosey said we'll be back here by Christmas, and we'll be watching out for each other.
Aye, Ma, we're gone over there to give the Kaiser and his mob a good kicking, all the way back to Germany. They'll be sorry they ever mixed with the 36 Ulster.
Yous dinna understand. Yous is both gone, and yous might never be coming home. I don't know who yous can just stand there and laugh and joke.
Ma, we're just happy to be getting away from this place for yous, and seeing another bit of the world. If that includes getting rid of the Kaiser, well, you couldn't expect us to be staying here with all the other lads going off to fight. We'd never leave it done, and anyway, we wouldn't do that. You know, Ma, the Germans didn't stop after invading Poland and Belgium. And if we dinna stop on France, well, they'll come for us.
But that's no gonna happen, Ma. We're more than able. And when we day, and it's all her, there'll be lots of great French lassies. Oh, fancy food. Lots to drink. After all, Ma, there's merry life and farm work, day in and day out. And when we get back, well, we'll be the better for it. So didn't you be worrying?
Fancy food, drinks and lasses. Is that all yous two can think about? You're going to have to fight. Sons are going to get killed. And God save us, it might be my sons. So dinna be telling me not to worry. I'll worry myself to death. Every day yous is gone, yous will never know what a mother's worry is.
I raised him from the cradle. He leaves not yet a man. Standing in his uniform, all shining, spick and span. His father held the tears back, but I couldn't stem the flow. My little boy was leaving, it hurt to see him go. My little boy was leaving, why did he have to go? He hushed me, then he held me, and kissed me on the cheek. He hugged so tight, I almost broke, I never felt so weak. His promises to write me were promises he broke. He never left the battlefield, he never ever wrote. He never left the battlefield of nothing that he wrote. Just that last hug, that last kiss. I can't believe that it has come to this. No more hugs, no more smiles, no more mother and child.
We join the two Redmonds discussing William's imminent departure for France. Well, Willie, here's to you, and cheers. Not long now, and you'll be in France. You and 180,000 Irish volunteers, marching out with all those young Ulster volunteers, ready to fight side by side. That's a hell of a statement from the Nationalists. And I'm proud of what you've achieved, but there are those who are less impressed. There are men out there who would see you in your grave, Willie. And there'll be no recognition of those who now leave to fight in this war. They'll get no hero's welcome when they return, for they're perceived as traitors.
Now, John, we all know that perceptions are wrong. These were brave boys going off to fight against the most dangerous enemy ever to wage war. As far as I'm concerned, the opinions of a minority, carry little weight with me. They're small-minded men, John, men whose main interest is in promoting their own interests. What they can get out of it, what's in it for them? I feel so sorry for those poor deluded fools that follow them like sheep, hanging on to every word. They're the ones who will pay the price. They will be the ones left to pick up the pieces, pawns to be sacrificed on the altar of hate. They will be used by these men of so-called vision. Vision? They have no vision. They are blinded by hate. And so there they can't see the opportunities that this war can deliver to our own beloved Ireland, most likely an Ireland with home rule.
I hope you're right, and I hope you're not putting too much faith in getting what you want from Westminster. Promises flow easy from their salty tongues when there's something they want, William. Remember what they say to your face, if you get my drift. Anyway, enough of the semantics. You just focus on the job ahead of you. Bring yourself and those boys back to us, and we'll take it from there. Remember, you're no spring chicken. Keep low and live long.
Thanks for those reassuring words, John. No spring chicken, that's for sure. I'm far too old to be getting down low, but I'll survive. I always do. Things will be bad here too, John, so you look after yourself and pick your fights with care. Well, brother, that's it. Time for me to go. And no, I won't forget to write.
Young soldiers, they are leaving. all the lads and lassies cheering. Mothers, they are crying. Fathers, they are fearing. Come back, my bonny boys. Don't you be gone forever. You will ride the raging foam to face the bloody terror. Come back, my bonny boys.
Young Meek and his pals went marching out with the 36th Ulster Division, no care in the world. To these brave boys it was all a great adventure, merrily waving goodbye to their friends and family who had gathered to see them off. All prepared for the conflict ahead, the march to it, blissfully unaware that for many this could be the last goodbye.
If the battle rages round you and the bullets they are flying, keep your head down, don't be dying. Come back, my bonny boys. Come back, my bonny boys.
Meek is in France, staring out into the battlefield.
Well, what started out as a wee adventure just a few weeks, is it? Just a few weeks. Did they really believe that, or were they lying? I hope and pray to God that they believed it. I would hate to think anyone would lie to us about this hell. This place that so many men will never leave. Fathers, brothers, sons and friends. Their bodies lie out there, disappearing into the blood-soaked mud. It reminds me of a red sea that none shall swim out of. I'm shivering, hair soaked to the skin, staring out at death and wondering, is he staring back at me? Charlie, what's up? Have you got bad news for him, or has somebody died? Come on, man, talk to me and stop that crying. For God's sake, it's no good for a man to see another man crying like a baby.
A baby, is it? I can think of me what they're like, and I can all piss off, and you too, John. This is what this place has brought me to. I'm at my wit's end. We've been here for years now. Not a few months we were led to believe it would take, and I don't know why I'm still here. How do I go home and tell my mother the way their other sons had died? They didn't pass away gently in their sleep. But there's no way I can tell how they really died, so they didn't find enough of them to bury. So I'll lie. Lying seems to be the order of the day in this war. Lie to get us here, lie to keep us here, and lies about when we're going home.
Come on now, Charlie, calm down, man. Aren't we all in the same boat?
Aye, that might be true, John. There's only so much water a boat can ship, and mine is full of sinking. How many more times do I have to roll the dice with death before I lose out? Had a good run. But how much longer? You see, that bloody ladder over there, that's the ladder to death or glory. And you just never know. You know, John, I don't think I can tread those runs ever again. I think if I did, if it were my last time, I'm due, I tell you, it's my turn.
It could be anybody's turn, Charlie. Going up that ladder adds a dice roll away for death. But refusing to climb, well, death is then a bloody certainty. Do you want your mother to suffer that indignity as well? Her son shot as a coward. Then there'll be nobody to tell her who her brave boys died. Do you want that?
No, of course not. That would kill mother. I know I have to return to her and give her as much comfort as I can. But just looking at that bloody ladder scares me to death. You'll have to push me, John. Get behind and push for all you're worth.
Just imagine you're climbing into the hill after your wee son. You wouldn't want me behind you then, sure you wouldn't.
just over yonder, and I stare in fear and wonder. From head to toe, it's dripping blood and glare. Two side rails and 10 start runs, standing till its duty's done. The ladder that will take us over the top. The whistles blow, the captain's call, the bladder's empty, expectations fall. 10 rungs up to life or death, 10 rungs up to take your breath away. I pray. 10 rungs up to death or glory, who'll be left to tell the story? What it takes to make it up the rung. Visions of what just might be, rolling dice with destiny. Imagination can be really cruel. In keeping with the coming dread, religion through the ranks has spread, enlisting Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Whistle blows, the captain's call, the bladder's empty, expectations fall. 10 rungs up to life or death, 10 rungs up to take your breath away. I pray. 10 rungs up to death or glory, who'll be left? Tell the story, what it takes to make it up the rungs. What it takes to make a man climb up the rungs.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. But please, tell me, when will this be done?
The boys returned to their trenches after a decisive victory over the Germans.
Well, told you we'd make it. Back safe and sound again. And we're giving the Germans a good kicking into the bargain.
Oh, why? Never doubted it for a minute, did you, Charlie?
And why should he? Sure those Germans never stood a chance. Did you see them run when they saw he was coming for them? Like bats out of hell they went. I'd never be able to recognise any of them again if we met. Because I only ever saw their backs.
Aye, true enough. But they killed enough of our boys for us to know that they're no cowards. They're just purely used by their generals the same way our bastards use and abuse us. They just point us in whatever direction the wind blows and hope for the best. That's the tactics from our great leaders. We must be crazy.
Sure we're crazy. Haven't you heard the word from the German lines? They think that all us Irish. Yeah, that's what they call us. They think that we're all madmen. And what's more, they're convinced that the papers that lead us are devils. They're terrified of us.
Terrified, is it? Well, that's their reward for dragging me away from my home and my family. I hope they nightmared about us, Church. I hope to sleep with one eye open, and I hope, Mern, or anything else, that this will all be over soon. But in the meantime, we should make them aware of who was actually terrifying them. On the next charge, we'll scream it out and let them know it's the Ulster men that's coming to do the killing. The Ulster men.
The Ulster men. The Ulster men. The Ulster men. The Ulster men.
I miss me ma and da. I miss my Cathy Fair. There's not a day goes by when I don't wish I was back there. To walk out in the morning through the fields and trees, while here I stumble out of bed and mud up
to my knees. Those hands, they think they're deadly, the best with shot and shell, but they ain't never seen our like, and we're as mad as hell. We fight to death till our last breath. What they can understand is they hurt to leap in Varden. I miss my Antrim hame. Them Huns will feel my anger. Sure, they're the ones to blame. They keep me from my cafe. They took me from the farm. They called me down this dark, dark path that only leads to harm. We fight to death till our last breath. What they can understand is they will never break the Ulster man. What they don't understand is they will never break this Ulster man.
The Ulster man, the Ulster man, the Ulster man, the Ulster
man. This Ulster man. This Ulster man.
The Ulster man, the Ulster man, the Ulster man.
A busy field hospital where Meek and some of the boys are visiting a wounded mate.
You know, boys, it never crossed my mind before. I thought it was just us boys out here fighting this bloody war.
No, need damned fear. Them other boys are out here too. Sure wasn't I caught in a bunker, along with one of them left footers. And we were all pinned down, taking real heavy fire. They were good lads, just like us. Mill workers and farm labourers, shipped out here to fight and be killed. We were swapping stories of our lives back home, and apart from religion, there was nothing different to us. We had it off really well, and we're working together. We managed to make it back to our own lines. So why can't I see anything wrong with him? Look how that young Peter boy dragged Charlie back through the gas attack. I tell you, they're just like us. They want nothing more than to be home and away from this hell.
I thank God for Peter. You know, he's really sick about his mother. She's on her own at home. His dad left him to find work in America. He never come back, nor send for them. Right bastard as far as I hear. Peter's head of the family now, very different to a lot of us. To be honest, I can see no difference. Well, let me tell you, neither do them bullets or bombs. They find no differences. They make no exceptions for religion as they leave bodies and limbs scattered all across the battlefields. And Peter saw nothing different in me.
Peter certainly didn't take after his dad then. And it's a good job too, or you wouldn't be here to tell the story.
Yeah, I not know it. He did what many others would not have done, and I'll never be able to repay him. He's a great lad and a friend for life. What I can't understand is, if we can survive arm in arm out in this hell, why do they have to change when we all return home? Can we not work it out? Aren't we just the same people?
Oh, aye. So what have we got here, then? A right bunch of rebel lovers. I'd sooner trust them jerry buggers out there and them Fenians. What are they doing out there with us in the first place? It's no right, I tell you. Call yourself broads. You shouldn't be mixing with them sort.
Them sort? What do you mean, sir, them sort? I'd take their sort over your sort any day of the week. You slake it, we get ye. I heard all about you slinging the lead and trying every dirty trick in the book to get yourself sent home. The rumour is you even shot yourself in the leg, but useless, gutless bag of one that you are, you even managed to ballock that up. So instead of them sending you home, they stuck you in here to let you see what real, decent fighting men look like. Now get to hell out of my sight, you wee bag of shite, before I put my boot up your wee narrow bigoted arse. Gone! Clear off with you. No, I'll no send my soul any mare over you, cos if I rise, you'll regret coming in here slobbering. Oh, and didn't you forget to limp with a supposed bad leg, you wee?
Hey, hey, calm down while I forget about it. Wee bugger like that's no worth the words.
And how long I'll get a priest to sprinkle you with holy water, you bunch of traitors?
There you have it in a nutshell. We all agree that Peter and his mates are good lads, and that we all get on. But we wee pricks like that stirring up all the hatred and bigotry. What chance do we have? We may win this war, but we have a lot more to do to win our own. And it's not going to be easy.
Wasn't only Prod, you know, that fought this bloody war. There was lots of them wee other lads that bore the battle scars. I found out when lying wounded on the ground, the lad that dragged me back was from the other side of town. He probably went to chapel while I'd be stood in church, but he was there to save me, or things would have been worse. Inch by bloody inch across that battleground, inch by bloody inch with bullets flying all around. I had to laugh, cause I could see humor in that scene. A Rangers fan was saved that day by a lad in Celtic green. Oh, arm in arm, side by side, fighting to survive, crawling home together, glad to be alive. No bigotry, no hatred, if only this could last, the world would be a better place when this old war is past. Arm in arm, side by side, glad to be alive, marching home together like one big tribe. No bigotry, no hatred, if only this could last, the future would be brighter when this old war is past. Sure, the future would be brighter when this old war is past.
Well, what is your name, soldier? What madness brought you out here to me?
Private John Meeks, or stretcher bearer of the 36th. I'm here to patch you up and get you safely back to your lines. Now let's say a look.
Ah, Jesus!
Are you hit, Private? Private, answer me, are you hit?
Nah, it's just a scratch, sir. Nothing to worry about. I had worse climbing through the briars.
Ah!
Private, are you hit? Are you hit, man? Soldier! Soldier, can you hear me? Damnation, answer me, man. Come on now, speak up. How are you? Listen to me, Private. If you are able to get back to our lines, get going. That's a direct order. Private Meek, don't you worry about me. I'll be all right. Get you back now. That is an order. There will be no disgrace for you to leave me, Private. If you can hear me, please, please pay attention. No one will think any less of you. Look, just look what you've done for me already, under the heaviest of fire. You were shot and still carried on tending me. And there you are, shot again. Lord, I pray that you're still alive. You have nothing to prove, soldier. You have risked your life, and a prod life of that, trying to save a Catholic major. Ach, may you be blessed for your kindness this day, Private. You've crossed the great divide today, and not just the divide between bravery and insanity. There's the religious divide you crossed as well, and for that I thank you. Thank you for your efforts, and may God see you safely home.
My sight is slowly dimming, but I feel you kneeling there. You've disobeyed my orders. You don't seem to care. I'm glad you stayed beside me. It's a lonely road I tread. The journey's nearly over. I'm hanging by a thread. Young Private Meek, I know you are an Ulster Orange man. Saving Major Redmond, they'll never understand. Your actions speak in volumes, but many will deride how we have come together across the great divide.
Meek regains consciousness after being shot for a second time. He returns to tend to the Major.
Private Meek, thank God you're alive. But what in hell's name are you doing back here? I'm ordering you again to leave me and return to our lines. Now that's a direct order, Private. Christ, man, you're wounded yourself. Now go. There's nothing you could do for me. Get out of here.
No, sir. There is no way I'm going to leave you. I couldn't do that. I might have been raised abroad in an Orangeman, but I was also raised to be a God-fearing man. And although you're a Catholic, you're a man regardless of religion, and that's all that matters to me. It'll be bad for me when I get you back to safety. Everybody'll be wanting to know why I saved a Fenian. And can you imagine what your lot would hate to say if I just left you here? I'd be that bigoted wee prod bastard, so I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I dinna. So let's just get you patched up and out of here. Look, Major, there's some of your boys coming back with Jerry prisoners. They'll help us. Hey, lads, over here and give me a bit of a hand with the Major.
As long as I have breath to share, as long as I have time to care, I will never leave you. While this old heart of mine still beats, while I can stand upon my feet, I will never leave you. I will carry you until I fall, then I'll drag you as I crawl, but I'll ignore and I will stay, 'cause I will never leave you, never leave you. No hatred or no bigotry, a wounded man is all I'll see, and Catholic Major Private Broad, but know that while you're on that sword, I will never leave you. I will carry you until I fall, then I'll drag you as I crawl, but there's a chance that we might die, but I will never leave you, never leave you, never leave you.
Well done, ma'am. You'll have me back in no time, and then those dots will have me stitched up good and proper. Do you see that Private Meek there, boys? Well, he should be up on charges for disobeying a senior officer. But it would be more correct to say he should be up on charges for gross stupidity. I ordered that lad to leave me, a direct order. Not only did he disobey me, but he went and got himself shot. Not once, but twice. Oh, if I would have had the strength, I should have given that wee orangeman a good thick ear. But you know, I do believe he might just get a medal instead. Although when his lot find out who he saved, he might not be the most popular prod in their ranks. But you know, he did right by me, and that counts for a lot.
I will never leave you, never leave you.
A nurse is bandaging Meek's wounds while he waits for news of the Major. A padre approaches.
Private Meek, I believe.
Yes, sir.
No, Private. Stay seated. Forget the formalities. I have some bad news for you. I'm sorry, but Major Redmond has died. He passed away a few moments ago.
That can't be right, sir. I was told his wounds weren't too serious and he would be okay. I beg your pardon, sir, but you must be mistaken.
I'm sorry, Private, but there is no mistake. You're correct as to his wounds not being serious, but, you know, the Major was not a young man, and this is a young man's war. It finally took its toll on the Major. He had nothing left. He just couldn't fight it any longer. When I learned of his duties and what he had to carry out, well, in truth, I was astounded. A younger man would have struggled to carry out these duties. And I'm afraid that is what killed the Major in the end. He nonetheless was full of praise for you, Private. He recounted the story of your heroic deeds and all that you did for him. No blame lies with you, Private. You did everything possible and more. And one last thing. The Major asked me to give you a message.
A message for me, sir? What was it?
Tell the wee orange man, thank you.
Tell the wee orangeman thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what? Thank you for my promise that you'd be okay. Thank you for sleeping the life out of you as we struggled back to our lines. Oh, aye, and thank you for the lies. Lies, lies, and mere bloody lies. After all, isn't that what this bloody war has been built on? Young men and boys fresh for the farms and factories, eager to do their bit for king and country. Who this war has turned us. It grinds you down. It breaks you. It takes you down paths that never should be trod. Paths leading to unspeakable horrors. Yet, sadly, there's a numb acceptance of such visions. Visions that once we couldn't have imagined. I've seen men freeze in battle. They just stand there, drop their rifles, tremble, poke their guts up, and if they're lucky, survive, only to get through it all again. These are the same men who'd shoot themselves in a vain attempt to be sent home. But the top brass are well aware of this. Self-mutilation is frowned upon. Of course, mass mutilation, well, they're all on for that. This war has ripped the innocent out of the good and fed evil into the bad. Oh, why, they're bad in some men. It comes with the bloodlust. The thirst that takes control of some when the killing starts. The joy in their faces, oh, it's frightening to see. A perverse pleasure for men new skilled in the art of killing. What will happen when this war is over and them same men return home? I dread to think. I'd like to believe that I am one of the good ones, and I pray to God that that's so. I carry me in load of nightmares, and if I make it home, I know I will struggle to return to a normal life. So, what chance do the hardened killers have? God help them, it wasn't their own doing, but God help them are waiting on them.
I hate those green fields. I hate those green fields. I hate those green fields of France. Nay, mare, I want to see them or hear that bloody song. It reminds me of the green fields and the slaughter at the Somme. There's no forgiveness in my soul. There's just a great big hole. This cheek is not for turning while the anger fires are burning. I hate those jerry buggers. They killed my ennui brothers, and they bled out on the green fields of France. I hate those green fields. I hate those green fields. I hate those green fields of France. Nay, mare, I wish to see them or hear that bloody song. It reminds me of the green fields and the battles at the Somme. It reminds me of the green fields and the slaughter at the Somme.
Ah, well, that's my story, folks, etched in history now. All that started out as a wee adventure. A wee adventure, they said. Aye, and the rest. I'm happy enough for the life I lived. Would have been happier a wee more years, but that wasn't up to me. Now, if you ever find yourself down Derry Keegan Way, sure, come up the wee lane to the old graveyard and make your way to the very far left-hand corner and say hello to me and her Sam. And remember, just like the words of the song.
As long as I have breath to share, as long as I have time to care, I will never leave you. As long as this old heart still beats, as long as I can find my feet, I will never leave you. Never.
The part of Private John Meek was read by Charlie Gillen, Major William Redmond, Frank McLernan, Sam Meek, Barry Thompson, John Redmond, David Kane, Mrs. Meek, Tracy Gillen Smiley, Soldier Frank, Ronnie McCullough, Soldier Charlie, Stephen Phillips, Soldier Willie, Franker McLernan, the orderly, T'other Gillen, and the chaplain, Mervyn Hayes. This has been a Perfect Pitch production for the community by the community.